USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing serious charges of sexual harassment. Attorney General Lolita James announcing her findings of the five-month investigation into allegations from multiple women that Cuomo created a sexually hostile work environment.
Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, many of whom were young women, by engaging in unwanted groping, kisses, hugging, and by making inappropriate comments.
James also saying,
the governor and his senior team took actions to retaliate against at least one former employee for coming forward with her story, her truth.
In the past, Cuomo has denied any allegations of sexual harassment. The Pentagon remains on lockdown. Reports say it's due to a shooting outside the building near a metro station. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Balling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Balling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Balling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After backlash from both sides of the political aisle, the Biden administration is keeping a policy in place on the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. The Biden administration had previously indicated that they would end the policy over the summer. The American Civil Liberties Union also announced Monday that they would be filing a lawsuit in an attempt to force the administration to lift the policy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Voters in the 11th and 15th District in Ohio are heading to the polls today for a special election primary to be held. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tyson Food says they will require COVID-19 vaccinations for all of their U.S. workforce of about 120,000, aiming for total vaccination of the meat giant's employees by November 1st. The company saying they will offer a $200 bonus to its frontline workers as an incentive. That news as Target employees starting today will be wearing masks in high-risk coronavirus communities. Shoppers will not be required to mask up, although Target is recommending it. When it comes to the Delta variant and some of these new regulations, former Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Brett Jouar reminds everyone,
Delta really is a different virus. It is much more transmissible, about equivalent to chickenpox, meaning for every person who gets it, on average, they'll infect 9 people. This is the bottom line facts, and I understand why people are confused. The vaccines are very effective at preventing hospitalizations and death. That goes for Delta as well. However, the vaccines are not so good at protecting just infection, not serious infection, but just infection. That means right now we estimate about 35,000 vaccinated people per week are getting breakthrough infections. And given the transmissibility, that means those 35,000 will transmit it to another 200,000 people. So it is a different virus. Please get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated and you have not had COVID before, you will get Delta.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.